There's been a lot of talk in Hollywood and beyond about diversity in film, both on screen and behind the camera. That talk extended to the stage at the Golden Globe Awards earlier this month, where Lady Bird, written and directed by Greta Gerwig, won Best Picture in the musical or comedy category. Joining me to talk about how the film industry is doing in this area and where it may be going is Jude Dry, a staff writer at IndieWire. And Jude, how significant do you think 2017 was in terms of moving on the continuum of increased diversity?
I think 2017 was very significant for a diversity of filmmakers, especially considering that we opened the year with Moonlight's historic win for the Oscar for Best Picture. That just really set the tone and proved that, you know, as old guard as the Academy might be, they do seem to be in touch with, you know, what audiences connect with and telling underrepresented stories. And it was just such a beautiful film that I think it spoke to people across any lines of representation. And so then with that sort of going into 2017, we had huge year for female filmmakers, Patty Jenkins, Wonder Woman, Greta Gerwig's Lady Bird. And also we've got this lovely gay film in the awards conversation, Call Me By Your Name, by an out gay director, Luca Guadagnino. So I think people are really starting to realize that audiences are drawn to different stories and are sick of hearing the same old story.
Is it kind of hard in a way to really judge what we're seeing on screen and who's making the films relative to sort of what the country is talking about? Because it's not sort of an instantaneous thing. I mean, a lot of these movies are sort of in the works for a while. It's not like, oh, there's this conversation and 2 months later you see something on screen.
Exactly. Movies take a long time to make. And so oftentimes progress can feel very slow. So, you know, there might be scripts and projects in development this year and also from last year that we won't see for another year and a half to 2 years. So we won't fully feel the effects of changing values until further down the lines. But in a way, that's sort of encouraging if we look at, you know, the big windfalls this year for female filmmakers and black filmmakers. That proves that, you know, we have even greater representation to look forward to down the line.
What are you looking for as far as 2018, given that there is sort of a delay in terms of seeing some of this progress in terms of diversity, both on camera and behind the scenes? What do you think 2018 will hold?
Well, we've got two huge, very exciting blockbusters coming from black filmmakers. We've got Ryan Coogler's Black Panther, and we also have Ava DuVernay's Wrinkle in Time. Very exciting, given what Wonder Woman did in opening doors for women filmmakers and how well it did at the box office. Looking ahead at how those movies will perform, these kind of tentpole films are really the studio's bread and butter. So depending on how well they do at the box office, it could mean huge changes for black filmmakers and female filmmakers in general. People will, you know, studio heads, the people holding the purse strings, who are still largely straight white men, as we all know, and will see that you can entrust a huge big budget film with a black filmmaker or a female filmmaker. And then I also hope that in terms of smaller indies, you're starting to see sort of lesbian and gay storylines popping up in films that you wouldn't necessarily expect. I'm seeing more and more straight filmmakers not be afraid to put a queer storyline in a film, but also, you know, doing it well, and sometimes it's from a gay writer. So things like that. And also I hope that continues in terms of black talent.
Is there a danger when we talk about diversity in film, be it in front of or behind the camera, that everybody who's not a straight white guy kind of gets lumped in and it's, oh, great, it's diversity, even though maybe there's an increase in, for example, female filmmakers, but not necessarily African-American or Hispanic or gay and lesbian filmmakers? I mean, are we too fast to sort of lump diversity together as opposed to look at each individual group of people?
It's hard to know how to talk about these things, right? So you're talking about something in opposition to the norm. So the norm being a straight white man, and you hear it even in the language that I use. I alternate between gay, lesbian, queer, black, people of color. I mean, just the language we use to talk about diversity in filmmaking, even the word diversity is sort of going out of vogue. So it sort of shows how hard it is just to define what we want to see out of films, what changes we want. And then, you know, adding on to that, I do think that we have to think about intersectionality. So, you know, Patty Jenkins and Greta Gerwig are white women. We are very happy for their success, but what does that mean for black women filmmakers? Barry Jenkins, also very happy for his success. He is not a gay man. And, you know, how many viewers even knew that? And who even cares? You know, he told the story very beautifully. At the same time, you know, we have to make sure that we're actually supporting creators and filmmakers and writers and producers who are coming from these marginalized groups rather than just, you know, someone who sort of had all of the privileges of the group in power kind of like cannibalizing these stories in order to turn a profit.
All right. Jude Dry is a staff writer with IndieWire. Jude, thanks a lot.
Thank you so much.